Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Guess it was just a matter of time before something like this happened.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty surprising this doesn't happen on a regular basis, because it's not like dogs are the most brilliant animals on earth.
No, they make very bad decisions.
Yep. One woman had the panic of her life while the folks behind her in their cars got a show. And I guess, Kibby, this might now be a risk every time you open your window and let your dog hang its head up.
I mean, I know people it's happened to.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before, ever.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A video from Aranda Coit has gone big time viral over the weekend.
What happened?
So in the video, there is a car stopped near Colebrook Road.
Okay.
And the person who is taking the video had their camera out because a deer was right off to the side of the road, munching on some grass.
Right.
So this person is in their car, they're videotaping the deer, it's right there, and it's just...
Oh, cute.
All of a sudden, you see a head of a German shepherd in the car ahead of this person.
Okay.
And the shepherd is looking at the deer. He's looking,
okay.
What? He wants that deer bad. He's looking at him, right? Out of nowhere, the German shepherd leaps out of the open window.
So now he's at the car.
And he takes off after the deer.
All right.
So the deer takes off running.
They will do that.
And now we got a situation.
Right.
So it's so funny, like, watching. You could, like, you see the look on the dog's face, and you know what he wants to do, but you don't think he's actually going to jump. It's interesting, too, because if you've seen the video, the dog waits until he's directly behind the deer. Like, he thinks the deer can't see him.
Yeah.
And then he makes his move.
Pounces. So now you got a shepherd deer chase.
Yes, you got it. And the funniest part of this video, as the dog, the German shepherd, is running, you can see he is dragging a retractable leash behind him as he's trying to reach the deer. So it's possible that even the owner was holding the leash, not expecting the dog to, like, jump out the window, and boom, the thing was gone.
So what happened?
So the dog chased the deer through a bunch of yards. The video cuts off when the dog gets out of frame. No word on what happened to the dog. Hopefully, the German Shepherd is okay.
Okay.
You've seen this before, Kimmy?
No, but I haven't seen it personally, but I know somebody that it's happened to. Because you know how some drive-thrus, like, they'll give your dog, like, a treat or something?
Yeah.
So a friend of mine's dog got used to getting a treat all the time. It jumped out of the window and tried to jump into the window of the drive-thru. Because it was like, I know there's treats in here.
This happened to me at Dunkin' Donuts. Same thing.
Really?
The dog tried to jump into the window.
So that my old dog, Scotch, I used to take him when I ran errands, right? So if I had to go to, like, Dunkin', they would give him a little munchkin.
Yeah.
And then when I went to the dry cleaner, the drive-thru dry cleaner, they would give him a treat.
No kidding.
When I went to the bank, they would give him a treat. So every time we pulled up to something, he just thought it was like a treat receptacle, right? So when I'm at Dunkin', and I'm, you know, they're big advertisers on the show, so I'm talking to the guy, Dom, and all of a sudden my dog literally is hanging into the window face to face with the owner. And, like, he's trying to hold on to him. He's got his front. I've got the dog's ass. And I'm trying to pull the dog back into the car. And you don't realize how heavy your dog is. You're in that position where you're trying to yank the dog back in.
Got your seatbelt
on still. But he just, like, bolted in there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, be a more responsible dog owner. Second of all, sidebar, do you know how much more pleasant errands would be if we were the ones getting the treats?
You want a candy?
Well, you go to the bank more.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they probably give stuff to your kid too, right?
Yeah, like again, that's not me. That's not me. Like, if I got like a munchkin or like a sucker or something every time I had to go somewhere, I'd be excited to go run errands.
Yeah.
Just something to think about. Mm-hmm. You know, keep a little Milky Way, the little Milky Ways there.
So the big thing they do now is those, I think Starbucks does it. It's called a puppy cappuccino. Cup. It's whipped cream in a cup.
Puppuccino.
That you give your dog.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that's healthy for a dog.
I was
going
to say, is that good for the dog?
But like,
once in a while.
If a dog knows he's going to get one of those every time, he's going to go berserk.
Do they charge you for the puppuccino?
No, they don't.
You sure?
Well, when I did it last time we were traveling with the dog, mm-hmm. I went through a Starbucks. They just gave the dog this little treat.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I gave it to her, and the thing was all over her face.
Wait, you're telling me the dog did not daintily eat the
Has
cup
no
of
etiquette.
Whipped cream?
It's like an animal.
Okay. Can I point out you're that guy now?
What?
See, I'm going to stop at Starbucks. And it's not enough that I get Starbucks. I'm also going to get my high-end dog a Starbucks tea.
Well, they offer. I'm not going to turn it down.
Starbucks.
So my wife was mad that the dog had the whipped cream. And I go, they do it. It probably doesn't kill the dog.
Probably. That's not a good way to answer that question.
I know they're not supposed to have chocolate.
252 WCMF. So again, we're talking about this video that went viral out in Irondequoit. German Shepherd jumps out a window as a deer is just munching grass. He's chasing after the deer. The video cuts off there. How does this not happen every single day?
Probably happens more than you realize, but not everybody has cameras out all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. I've been alive 38 years. I've driven a ton. Yeah. I've seen all kinds of dogs sticking their head out the window. I've never even seen a dog attempt it. I just assume dogs knew danger lurks outside of the car, so I stay
put. But if you're stopped like that, that's like the perfect scenario where the car is stopped and there's a wild animal right there.
Yeah. But I'm also surprised it's a German Shepherd because those are usually really well-trained dogs.
And they're big.
Yeah. Oh, he was fast.
Yeah.
Pew! 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hello, Duffy.
What's up?
My dog never he never jumped out of the car before, but he did jump out of a second-story window in the house I was living at the time to go chase. I don't even know what the hell it is he saw, but I hear him. Like, I hear, like, a scuffle in one of the bedrooms, and I walk into the room, and I literally just see his back half launch out the window, and I ran to the window, obviously, because literally, as soon as it happened, my heart just dropped. To this day, I don't know what the hell it is he saw. It might have been a deer, but he's always had a thing for, like, bunnies and cats.
Sound like a fetish.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Well, all right, Caleb, was he okay?
He was okay. I think he scared himself because, he ran to the other side of the neighborhood that I was living in.
You know what I heard?
What's that?
I heard he died in a motorcycle accident a year later.
Your worst part? Chasing squirrel.
Yeah.
No, he's okay. I mean, that was almost 5 years ago. He's still doing good.
Stop talking. I lost interest in your story after the dog went out the window, Caleb.
Caleb, your story went on. Look, I love the story. I love the story, Caleb.
Yeah, Pat loves it.
There's a lot of detail about a dog out a window. Just saying, Caleb, for future dog out window stories.
Are you done?
Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Why you got to break Caleb's spirit like that?
Huh? It's because it's so easy.
You should never heard of Caleb. It's a biblical name. So if you're the owner of this dog out in Irondequoit, dog jumps out the window, he's chasing the deer, he's not running 3 yards. What the hell are you supposed to do?
Pull over and go get your dog.
Well, here's the problem. If you get out of the car and try and chase him, you could lose him, and you may not have time to pull over. Irondequoit, for some reason, has no shoulders anywhere.
Oh, really?
It's like the, right, Kimmy, am I wrong there? Irondequoit's like the community of no shoulders on their streets.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've never really noticed that before, but it's a tight squeeze there.
If there's ever a where they whining about lack of shoulders on the road, we
that
know
tell.
It will be Irondequoit.
Right? But still had to just pull over, put your blinkers on, and go.
No, but this woman, like the dog went out, she would have to throw the car in park, get out of her car in the middle of the street, and run.
Yeah.
Right? So you're going to abandon your car in the middle of the road with
traffic
behind
you? I think most people
would
abandon their car for their dog.
Their car?
Yeah.
I mean, you know the way that people are ripping cars off. It's a sit and duck for somebody.
But it could just be your immediate reaction. You know what I mean?
Go get your dog.
You might do it without even thinking about it.
So you're telling me, Kimmy, you'd throw it in park and run after the car or the dog?
I don't know. If there was nowhere to pull over, I think if I'm not going anywhere, I would get out initially. And I don't know. It'd be hard to say.
How about you?
What?
Are you throwing the car in park and leaving it open there, running to go get your dog?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get the dog.
Are you, yeah? Can I ask you another question?
What?
Why you lying?
Bro,
I
almost got run over to Bojangles parking lot chasing a goddamn
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Trying to stop rednecks from getting chicken.
That's the third best story of the day, by the way, with all the stories you've gotten so far. All right, let me ask you this then.
What?
So I guess it's an easy decision to go chase after your dog.
Yeah.
If you're the car behind the dog, are you getting out to help too?
No.
No?
No.
You claim to be a dog lover.
I am.
Apparently not.
I'm not chasing somebody else's dog, but the dog's not going to come to me.
The dog, but I'm saying you can help trap the dog. The dog can get hit by a car. They need all the help they can get at that point.
No. That's where it ends.
Kimmy, are you bailing on your car if you're behind the car where the dog jumped out?
Probably not, only because I don't know if the dog's going to even come to me anyways.
Right.
I mean...
Sure. Well, I mean, look...
After losing my dog, I was told, don't chase it. It only makes it worse.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No, I mean, that's you're right. After all
like
those
that.
People went out of their way to help Kimmy find her dog when he went missing... It would be probably good for you.
No, but that's really, you're not supposed to do that. It actually only drives it further away.
Okay, so like, what if this is in your neighborhood?
Okay.
All right, right? Like the dog
is... loose dog in the neighborhood.
Yeah, running through your yard. Yeah. And you come out of the house to help with that
Yeah,
dog?
I mean, not that I'll do.
Oh, wow. Christ,
but half-assed.
What is half-ass searching for a dog?
You know, I didn't say it.
So that's not helping.
Dog. I don't even know the dog's name. How do I call for a dog? I don't even know its name.
Well, I don't know. Would it come to you even if you knew its name? It doesn't know
Maybe
your voice.
Maybe you just say like cheese or treats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just start going down the list of food that dogs
I got seven dogs in my yard.
I'll tell you what, man. We talk about like the people chasing after the dog. Mm-hmm. The most terrifying thing might be to see a German Shepherd sprinting through your yard if you have no idea what the hell's going on. Because those are very intimidating dogs.
Yes, they are. Yeah, man. It's a cop dog.
That's a cop dog.
It is. It's a police dog.
Dog cop.
And it's army. They all have like...
He's going to start naming...
Decorated heroes that are German shepherds.
Naming dogs. Army, Navy, hey, Marines.
Air Force, Marines.
Dog's got to learn
Air
how
Force.
To... You got to put that dog
Air
in
Force
a boat.
Dog.
You got to learn how to swim. Flying dogs.
Jumped out of the jet.
252 WCMF. Again, we started this conversation with a German Shepherd. Video's gone viral out in Irondequoy. Jumped out of a window to chase after a deer, and nobody knew what the hell to do. Mm. He's dragging his leash behind him. Nick's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How's it going, guys?
Good, Nick.
So I got a buddy who was driving with his massive pit bull in the car, and the dog saw a rival dog outside, jumped out the window. My buddy grabbed the leash. Just tore his shoulder out immediately.
Oh!
So now that he's dragging his shoulder down the street?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, took the arm clean out. No, he had surgery. He's got screws and stuff in it. Now it's not good.
Okay, so I know everybody's loyal to their dog and everything, right? Can you still love your dog if it rips your shoulder out?
Tears your shoulder.
It'd be a tough call.
Right?
Like, if it caused that much pain.
And, like, cost. Think about what it cost to have your shoulder rebuilt. I also love how Nick described the other dog as a rival dog. Like it was the Peyton Manning to that dog's Tom Brady. Is it every dog a rival dog to a dog?
It seems to be when they see each other.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Sometimes. They got dog homies.
All right, Nick. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
they
rest
got
of the
dog
day.
Homies.
Dog homies and dog rivals.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell at the rock shop. They got dog homies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.